Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting right now? As we come together in this extraordinary moment of September 2020, this is an incredible moment for all of humanity. It is an incredible moment for all of us together. Thank you for being here on a very special night, because tonight we are going to talk about something that's happening right now, and I am witnessing it. I know you are witnessing it. Sri and I started talking about this on Sunday, that game within the game is not only game on, it's taken everything to a whole new level. And the incredible gift of the game within the game is that we are all being literally in quote real time gifted with an opportunity to grow 12 days of mastery in every day of this month, one full year in this timeline. The compression is tangible this month, and it's 12 days per day. And so imagine holding that presence. And I'm going to explain all the reasons why that's so important right now, because when we can do this together, the oneness of the allness that is showing its awareness right now is before us all, because we are at a moment of rebirth. We are in the moment of rebirth. It is not coming. It is not something we're going to talk about. We're not just going to sit and write about it or thesisize about it. We're actually in it, living it, doing it, are it right now. And such a big show, my immense co-host this evening, the one, the only, my beloved Kenneth Ballard. I'm going to talk a lot more about Ken, bring him in just a few minutes. So big show ahead, snuggle in. I've got my, hey, thanks to Jess June to Noon, I have got Dandy Blend, and I am totally addicted, and I admit it. So I have my Dandy Blend, and I want you to give me a call. Make sure you get into those phone lines right now while there still are a few open, because all the boards were already filling up. Go ahead and get in there. 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008 over at bbsradio.com, where you get to talk to our amazing producers. And of course, over at Oneness Talk Radio, you can give us a buzz at 517-208-1500, because tonight's consciousness expansion, the show that we are presenting this evening, the experience, this is really an experience. This is a moment of community saying yes in a really profound moment. And so breathe in the blessing that you even tuned in right now. Give yourself that moment of aha, a moment of pause. Why am I really here? We're diving deep into that. And I want to give a big shout out to all of you watching over at YouTube, where I'm fairly confident you've got either my husband, beloved Sri Ram Ka, or Bria Rose, possibly Aparna, in over at the chat. And of course, over at Oneness Talk Radio at YouTube, official Sri and Kara YouTube, and onenesstalkradio.com, bbsradio.com, all of the affiliates, including iHeart. Thank you for supporting Soul Mirrors. Thank you for saying yes right now. So we're going to start right off, guys. Let's dive in, because if you were with Sri and I on Sunday, we ignited talking about discussing this game within the game and everything that had happened during the full moon up level. And I want to begin by sharing with you the energy of the background that you are staring at right now. That is actually what is behind me right here on screen right now. Many of you have seen this. I've been showing it in many different forms. This is the way they've been describing and showing the energy to me. The most important piece for this week right now, especially when I'm going to show you the September calendar next, I want you to remember this diagram. Look at those larger concentric cycles. You see the larger circles that are coming through the outside here. those circles, I'm going to use my mouse right there. You see, there they are. There's the one. You see how that's going? And then we have the next, and they're going in. If you go right into the center here, and I'm going to zoom in so you can see this. If you go right into the center, what you're seeing was what we were talking about, that we were needing to expand this harmonic, that harmonic that we were squeezing, that the harmonic is supposed to be open. All this outer rim that you're seeing here, this whole thing, when it is working together, is beyond the capacities truly of the brain of this world to even comprehend. And so the key is to really pay attention to what you're feeling, what you're noticing, because here's what's so beautiful about this moment right now. We on the full moon collectively went in through the WWA global experience. We went into a quantum time experience. We went through that moon experience outside what I call the borderlands of sanity. We went outside the borderlands of sanity for this to happen. And it was today, this morning. I couldn't call forward another graphic. I couldn't get ready for tonight, for even sharing with all of you tonight, for having Ken on the show and where this conversation was going. None of that could happen until this morning. And that's because it was this morning that you see what anchored here. This beautiful yin-yang symbol, you see how it's spiraling in and you see the way it's aligned and overlaid. It has expanded out. I'm going to go back in. You see that? We were all the way in. I'm using my pointer here. You see how far in we were where the energy was compressed? We have actually right now created an out-breath that has brought us out twice as far as I could have imagined we could go. And look what's ignited. That is the moment right there. Do you see all of that violet ray light going into all of that blue light, all of the many different rays, all of that energy? This is what we were talking about was needing to happen. That from the center of creation, from that ascension consciousness, we would burst out and be able to call forward this greater harmonic. And so this is a moment of like, stand up and take your bow, right? This is happening. So of course, now breathe, right? So of course is the exact opposite. Now, what does that mean? It means that as this experience of more beings who are saying yes to themselves, who are letting go of the illusion trying to stop them from knowing the truth of who they are, who are saying, wait a minute, I get it. Together we are better and we are not letting go. Not this time, not when there's this much at stake. And so we are all stepping forward right now. And that is having a tangible, look at this. How beautiful is this, right? So much so that it called my cat Merlin, who's floating in the cosmic universe here. Merlin came in earlier and settled in for the entire show. So if you wonder what's moving in the corner, that's Merlin. And you see this incredible, look at this, guys. This is density consciousness. Remember down here, remember this? Remember earlier when I showed you the earlier graphics of this, when this first came out in August, you remember that this whole area was empty. There was just this empty void. It was like we were down here in density traversing all these quantum parallels going, what the heck is happening? You know, I can't, why is everything so insane? And now, do you see this right here? That's because of the ignition. That's the gift of balance. It's that everything becomes the potentiality once more. There is no more separation. Now, what it does do is set up a harmonic frequency that's not acclimated. And so because of that, you are either going to be with this from your ascended, beautiful, all-encompassing, in harmonic balance, fifth dimensional presence, whereby you will have the courage and the strength to look your own denial in the eye and walk through the sly ego pirate, or you're going to break free. And that freedom is going to happen as a pop or a drop. And that doesn't mean one way is better than the other. It means that the lateral move right now is painful. There is an inability on the planet right now for the lie to be maintained if you are wanting to hold this consciousness of balance. How can we hold balance when we are out of balance with the truth of who we are because we're so afraid of looking at ourselves that we just keep running away, that we just keep saying, I am going, because it's easier and it feels so much better and it gives me a reason to feel good again without having to go any deeper. I've reached my moment. Beautiful. That's happening everywhere, all over the planet. I'm witnessing it here in real time. It's happening everywhere. This is a moment of celebration. I really am just wanting you all to feel the blessing of this. Regardless of where that moment is arising, the clarity of the moment is because the journey is beginning again, and there is an alignment with that. Yet remember, all energy is neutral. All energy is inherently neutral. So you are what meets this neutral field. How are you meeting this field? Because you are constantly creating. And right now, this beautiful, look at this. You see that beautiful lotus there? This beautiful violet ray, this beautiful fifth dimensional existence has come in to say, we are here. All you have to do is open your eyes. You see the overlay? Look at this. And it's crossing through all of the dimensional portals. We have all of these rays coming in and we have expanded the harmonic frequency. So where does that take us? What does that mean? Well, I want to show you the September calendar, because this very moment, unlike any other moment, this week, and I started talking about this on Sunday, we've been talking about this all along. If you see the portal, you see the clouds, the portal here, and you see that we are diving in or we are coming out. And the key is we are doing both. And on the 6th, on Sunday, we started our rotation around the spiral. And by yesterday, we were in a little tighter, which means we're starting to see more. So you're either starting to see more or you're starting to see more and you don't want to see it. So that's what happened. And then today, we are already in the illumination of the core, which is tomorrow, which is the second Wednesday. And if you remember, I talked about this in August, that every Wednesday of September is going to be a profound event. And so this Wednesday, the 9-9 moment, which is the 18, which is the 9 again, you can't escape this one, guys. This is that 9-9-9 moment. Like it or not, humanity is diving into the core and it's happening in real time right now. And it is up to you whether you dive in face first and say, I am ready, or whether you dive in face first and say, take me away. Either way, either choice is the choice that your soul is inviting you to honor. And be clear, in a month of profound shift, that you have freed your mind when you are aware of the choice. Because the mind right now is freaking out because of this core ignition. This core ignition is the only one like it this entire year. Look at the way the calendar was put together. Remember when they downloaded this calendar into me, and they recently downloaded the 2021, which I'm still trying to handle, this was how they wanted this laid out. And look at this beautiful blue radiant light that on the 17th is going to hit a massive moment of ignition that will spot, it will take all of it through until 2021 and beyond. This is the moment, because this ninth core, remember, what is the core? It is the center of your resurrection energy. This core moment is saying, can you look in the mirror and love all of you and say, what am I doing? Am I ready? Yes. And to notice what you're noticing, to look at the discernment that's before you, and to know that as you take a step forward, this energy of the fifth dimension is saying, if you are ready, I am here. And that we are all supporting each other. And as we share that, as I share that with you, I want to also share with you a reminder about the framework of support that has been so beautifully shared with us by the divine directors. And that is that in order to sustain ourselves through moments where density is insane. And as a matter of fact, we actually had a gentleman write us with a question for tonight's show. And I want to interject that specific question right now, because when I bring in my amazing guest, this is one that certainly we're going to be talking about. And that is, this is from George. Namaste, George. Thanks for writing. How should we prepare for this coming period? And you know, George, thank you for asking, because indeed, is this not what everyone is asking? Is this not what's happening right now? It's like, how do we know? How do we go beyond? Well, this is the first thing. It is to remember that we ignite our own framework of support. And that means, as you're seeing here, that we come into the zero point of that Taurus ignition that is sustaining our ascended mastery while we still have a body, the complete energy of the yoga of self-ascension. And that to attain this state while consciously being in form requires only three simple things. It literally is a 1, 2, 3. It is steadfast commitment. And this is the first thing. How quickly do you jump? It will be focused awareness. Can you love yourself even more? And it will be complete trust. And right now, the spiritual fatigue is overtaking more beings than have ever been overtaken before. And this is because, and the last thing I want to share with you, it is because of the energy that is flowing in 2020. Remember that 2020, unlike any other year, has a very different flow of energy, mastery, up-leveling, the up-level calendar. All of this is the first time in history that in our known experience of this. And the reason it has come forward now is because we have come forward now. We are all here for this moment. It is the only reason we are here. And when we awaken to that, we become the commanders of the light within. We say yes to that which seems impossible. We conquer that which tries to stop us. And if we look at August, which is why I put this up here again, remember that August was the only month this year where there is nothing that we can bind it to, so to speak. And so you've got to jump into that spiral, I call it that slingshot around the sun, right? We're going around the timeline. You've got to jump. You had to willingly jump. And for many, it meant you had to jump through your own sense of who you think you are. You had to jump through your own lies, your own betrayals, because the ones we lie to the most are ourselves. And to jump out into the land of freedom and say yes to your self-ascended presence, which would then drop you off in September. And you notice that it's the January, February, September, and the July, August, December, where that profound shift will really anchor. That's when all the energy of this year really sets the spin for 2021. So September is the first month to actually anchor energy. And it's a call from the universe saying, so because of that, we're going to give you a year's worth in 1 month. Okay. So we are being trusted so much that we are being invited to walk through things in record time, to break old patterns, to move forward, to see it when it happens, and to remain steadfast in our mastery, to hold the gift of knowing that our actions affect others, to rather than only look at our own experience, which is what we do when we're walking in that density experience, and that's cool. Do it well. And if you have that ability to look around you on how your actions affect others, that's also an opportunity to say, is this happening? And how am I living in my fifth dimensional overlay? Am I loving myself enough to know when I'm being honest with myself and when I'm not? And to love both of those aspects of me. And so I want you all to really breathe that in, because wow is really the way this week is unfolding. And of course, on a week of wow, there could only be one person that I would ever want to be having this conversation with, especially as we expand it and talk more about how to navigate it. And that is my beloved, dear, dear, dear friend, Kenneth Ballard. Let me share with you a little bit about Kenneth as we bring him in, or Kenla, as many of you know him. Many, many years ago, and I'm going to forget how many because I'm the worst with linear time, so we'll ask him to share when he gets here. And here he comes. Hey, sweetheart. Namaste. You came in just as I'm bragging on you. So I'm going to keep bragging on you while everybody takes in how gorgeous you are. So while you're taking in the gorgeousness right over there, I just want to share with you that when Ken and I first met, it was one of those instant, wow, where have you been? And I'm so grateful you're here now. It was one of those instant moments, love, knowing, presence. It has been a journey unlike any other. Ken has one of the most fascinatingly rich lives I have ever had the blessing of interfacing with, from his years going to Tibet when nobody went to Tibet, with and bringing Tom Kenyon there, and going to Bhutan and recording the all-female Chode when nobody was doing anything like this, and all of the other things Ken does. He does it because of his love for this planet, his love for the rich textures, the cultures, the interweaving of the oneness, and his never ceasing dedication to his own evolution, a true master in form who recognizes with every breath, who is always saying yes to the next step. And such another model of sacred union. It is always a blessing to witness sacred union in form. And Ken's story is another beautiful story as well. And so, Ken, I just wanted to open with how much I love you, how excited I am that you're here, and how beautiful it is to have you here bringing that new dawn energy to us right now from Thailand. So welcome, my love.
I say yes, and I love you as well, dear Kira. This morning, I'm in the 9-9 energy because it's 9-9 here.
Exactly. So, I love it.
I love bridging that with you. And Shiva's Cobra of Truth, Kailasa, has to join Merlin today in this energy, because what I've just experienced is you speaking deep truth. And I open and receive. I open and receive all you have to say. I open and receive all this conversation will bring us. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here. And Ken, I really do want everyone to feel the joyful journey that you have been on, because in this 9-9 energy, right? We're in the core right now. In this, I feel like I should just be sitting like to the side of the camera, right? So in this harmonic frequency that you were part of, we have really called forward this breath of fifth dimensional anchorship, this breath of presence, this breath of knowing. And as we do that, that game within the game is surfacing and it tries to pull us away. And so on your journey, as you have evolved, as you have come forward, you have had so many times when the yank has happened. And so how have you moved through that time? How have you continued your evolutionary process so steadfastly?
First, it's with the attributes of the ascended heart, compassion, the healing presence in both its constructive and destructive forms, the peace that passes understanding, and unconditional love. And in the moments when the rug is yanked, I pause, I center in my ascended heart, I shift, and I lift. And the ascended heart of unconditional love at the end of the day is the key to the golden door.
As it is. So you weren't born that way. So everybody's going, all right, Ken, we know you've got it, but how did you get there? So give us the thumbnail. How did you get to that gift of wisdom, you know, from Daytona to that gift of wisdom sitting in this beautiful Thailand experience? Give us the thumbnail.
So it was a very interesting journey. I was on my way to law school. I was doing some photography to make extra money. And Alice Cooper played the wrestling arena where I was photographing professional wrestling at 20 years old. And becoming Alice Cooper's photographer through a lot of serendipity led me to letting go of law school and led me to being given a choice by my dear friend, Shep Gordon, who's Alice's manager. And his choice was, come to California. I'll make you the rock star photographer. And my reply to him was, my deepest dream is to go to Southeast Asia. Hmm. And so the bridge of Alice Cooper got me to California, and I landed in Thailand, August 8, 1976, 8-8. And Thailand led me to Bali, and the two places have been my home. The spirit, the custom, the culture has informed my life since I was 21, 22 years old. And has it been an easy journey? Absolutely not. Mm. I've had Shiva dance in my life so many times. When Shiva dances, the old order of the universe dissolves so a new order can come in. And it's only been the resourced heart, the ascended heart. And my initiation in March of 1980 with Dr. Bruce Joy, when I was in a 22-day conference at Sky High Ranch, and practicing. And I know that Bruce Joy led me to you 11 years ago. And your own work with the ascension process and the ascended heart. And every single day, maybe 1,000 times a day, the energy moves from the third chakra, whatever's happening there, allowing it to dissolve and right up into the ascended heart, the resource heart, and breathing in the resource heart in every moment.
I'm enjoying that what you're sharing is all about consciousness. And, you know, that's the moment we're in, Ken, right now. You know, you've been in Thailand, living in your COVID retreat for quite a while now and been very well retreated. And Sri and I similarly have had the blessing of being here at Tosa Blue Mountain. And one of the things that's happening, and this week especially, is this consciousness energy is really, you know, the game on is very much about we're going after consciousness. You know, if there is a war right now, it is the war for the experience of consciousness. And as we move into this week, as we are in this core, as you are currently in the 9-9 core energy and so beautifully visually displaying for us, and as we are coming into that 9-9 core energy, one of the gifts we can give each other is to say, how do we navigate? Going back to the gentleman who asked our question earlier, we navigate by constant vigilance of remembering who we are. And Ken, I know that you do that really well. How do you maintain your constant vigilance of the who you really are? What are the little day-to-day things you do that help you maintain that presence?
I begin every day with my meditations on the ascended heart. I call in the nadas. Mm. I remind myself that there is no thing. You just said it so beautifully. The war on consciousness, it's an inside job, it's internal. And I breathe into my heart in every moment. And really moving back to pause, center, shift, and lift. And it happens in the blink of an eye. In the lowering of an eyelid, we're in our ascended heart. All we have to do is breathe and be with it and remind ourselves. And in the times we're in, I am serious when I say we may have to do it 1,000 times a day, but it's the practice, and you know that well. It's the practice that gets us through.
It really is.
And it's choosing, right? It's choosing.
It's choosing all the time. You know, one of the things that Archangel Zadkiel always is so glorious about is that you will always say yes. You know, yes really is. If anyone was to say to me, what is the key to ascension? Yes, it's that easy. Yeah. And it's that challenging, right? It's that hidden ascension code that's deep within us. But what you just eloquently demonstrated, and I want to make sure everybody sees what you just did, was that we need to have this, and forgive the word need, within us all, if the sincerity, love, and presence exists, then the miracle presence can come forward, thereby co-creating that moment where you are conscious enough to pause, where you are aware of the awareness, where we move into that witness who is witnessing the witnesser, where, as you mentioned earlier, we take our arms of compassion and we wrap them around all that is. That's the moment right now. It's the oneness is the allness. It is what we're seeing, and it's how the consciousness wraps around it. How does that feel for you, Ken?
It feels absolutely...
Forgive me.
The deepest truth for this moment. And the wrapping our own arms of compassion and unconditional love around ourselves first. It starts with us. It brings us into the unconditional love. And then we breathe and we choose and we choose again and we choose again. And it's the practice. All of the people here who've been with you so long, and people maybe who are tuning in for the first time for today, all of the practices that you and beloved Sri have brought to us unceasingly and untiringly for 18 years or more.
Thank you.
Practice. You're given the practices, you practice. And it's, again, only we're able to do that for ourselves. You have gifted us with the keys to the golden door a time and a time again. And I thank you for that. I have the deepest gratitude for that.
You know, as you share that, my heart is just like, I am because you are. And that really is what it is it not? How we are each in that moment. So sincerely. And so, you know, Ken, we have so many people on hold. We've got two very full call banks. So let's start welcoming in some of these amazing people that have been holding. We're going to run over to BBS Radio first. We have a first-time caller. We have Ivy from Michigan. Hey, Ivy from Michigan. Namaste and welcome to the show.
Namaste. Hello.
Hi, Angel. Welcome.
Hi, Ivy.
Oh, my goodness. Hello. Namaste. Many blessings. Oh, thank you so much for all you do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I've been listening to you for several years. And we started with a tiny off-grid farm helping people in Florida. And I had a child pass away. And through this child passing away, it just so many things opened up and so many doors. And people just look at me like, how can you say that? And I'm like, I understand this. And I would love a reading from you, but I'm so thankful to get through because you have, your words and your lessons have been such a blessing to my life and so many people outside of me. And I just have to say thank you.
I am humbled to be in your presence. Thank you, Ivy. You are amazing. And my heart is singing that this is the night you got through and you're our first caller. And it's this night, this moment in September where in real time here with Ken with us, we are already in the core. And the reading is really more of an affirmation. All these, I'm going to slide to the side if you're seeing this, because all this energy is around you and my crown chakra is on fire and it's actually right back here. It's like tingly, tingly, tingly. And all I keep hearing is what sounds to me to be the most, it's like a choir of angelic presence, but it's very, very soft, very, 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 very sweet. And it just keeps whispering at you and saying, keep going. It just keep going. You're right there. And I just keep hearing on and on. Keep going. You're right there. Keep going. You're right there. Keep going. You're right there. And then I see you, your heart is like coming out like this radiant, like beam of light and your arms are back. And all I'm going to say is that you're in an infinite cycle right now. And that the next 8 months for you are going to blow your mind. And I'm really, really glad that we're here with you right now. I'm excited about it. And Ken, would you like to add anything for Ivy?
I would. I feel the softness and the strength of your ascended heart in this moment. Open up even more and receive. And as beloved Kira says, we cannot hope for a better past. Don't look back. Move forward spread your wings and fly.
That's what my husband keeps telling me. Let's go forward. We went all the way to the Pacific coast. We said we were going to anchor love and light from coast to coast in the United States, and we did.
Woohoo!
And there was so many blessings that just appeared. Campsites with hot springs that were free were amazing. We got to camp out at Yellowstone. We got to meet so many wonderful people. Just so during a time that is just, it's amazing.
It's called sincerity, love, and presence, and that equals miracles, and that equals you, and that equals your life, and keep going. Honey, it's just beginning. Stay centered in who you are. This is that moment. You are at the core, and I am so happy that you opened up this energy for all of us tonight. Thank you for the gift of you. We are so grateful. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Ivy.
Thank you so much, both of you. I love you so much.
We love you. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ken, aren't you feeling that love?
My heart is singing. My
Isn't
heart
it, though?
Is even more.
Oh, my heart is just like, wow, I can really feel it. And all right, we're going to go to, let's see, we have Isdra from Sunset Beach, North Carolina. Namaste, Isdra. Welcome, Angel.
Oh, namaste.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
You sound amazing. Yes. Hi.
Well, I've sort of been called back in to tap into you guys. I never stopped loving you, but I've had to do other journeys. And anyway, this week I took myself to the beach as a deep rest, and I've had marvelous, just let everything go. And then this afternoon, on a tiny bit of pepper, I've cracked a tooth. So it's like I have like a raw nerve exposed. And I thought, okay, I feel, you know, going to get it taken care of. I have to leave a little early. But I'm like, there's something significant about that. And all the words that you are sharing, I so resonate with. Again, just trying to like expand, hold the all. There's just gather everyone in, the whole planet. I love you. I love humans. I just love humans. And that's what I'm here for. And if I get caught into side trips, I have to step back again. So anyway, so I'm calling to say there's something here significant going on. So I'm checking in.
Well, first of all, wow, what a gift to just connect with you and your beauty and your joy. It's really quite beautiful. And thank you for that. And I know that you already know from a density standpoint, what is the raw nerve that's still bothering you? That, you know, when you were talking about the tooth the whole time, all I just kept hearing was that there is a literal raw nerve calling to you saying, hey, you don't need to be afraid to look at this too. It's time to finally just get as naked as you can with you. And that all of the laws of instantaneous manifestation, the massive shifts that are going on around you are because my angel, I mean, I love it. I'm going to get out of the picture here because you are this. You have been in that compression. And we all do it. We all do it. It's like, okay, I'm in the compression. I'm doing this experience. I'm doing that. And then we get to that moment where the tooth breaks over a silly thing or the other accident happens, right? Because the universe is saying, look, you are a force. It is your time. You need to make a really clear choice. And so expose that which is still irritating you. Look at it, love it, go through it and see what's right in front of you. And they're saying it is your, absolutely your time, and that you have been in a long preparation so that you can have an instantaneous jettison. It's like, I see you as a comet. And it's just like you've been on the dark side of the moon collecting, and the comet tail has been getting bigger, and it's got all these other beautiful, like when I look at it, I see all these crystals and stuff. And now it's like, okay, you're not just the comet, you're the commander of the ship. So where are you gonna go? And to be really clear, because you're getting there fast. It's like ready, go, go. In your case, you know, there's no set. It's right. It's literally right now. So I want you to just really breathe that in. And your fifth chakra, and it's interesting, I've been having all the water. It's like there are words that are ready, and there are emotions that are ready. And there is a freedom. I'm feeling like this tightness releasing off your chest. There's just like this freedom that is ready. And they're saying, breathe a little deeper. Yeah. And smile a little more. And I'm going to let Ken continue. Go ahead, Ken.
Yes, to all you say, beloved Kira. Mm. And the broken tooth also speaks to new foundations coming in. That are beyond your wildest imaginings. The ascended heart, opening up even more to receive your own love and your own self. And for you, you're going to move forward and find your voice, a new voice, in a way that is just extraordinary. I love you. Thank you for being here.
We love you, Istra. What a blessing.
Thank you, Thank you, beloveds. I take it in and I send it back to you.
Thank
Be
you.
Well. Mm-hmm. Be bright as you are.
You too, my angel. What a gift. Namaste. All Many right. blessings. Thanks. Many blessings. You know, Ken, before we take our next caller, I do want to talk about your amazing photography. I mean, I was blessed, guys, with really one of the most fabulous books that I read. I read every page because it was just so brilliant, although it's hard to get past the photographs. But it's your beautiful book on Tibet. And, you know, all of the things that you've done, all of your photography. I want to talk about your wonderful website, which if you get our e-card, I even put the website right in there. You've got to get over there, a picture of you and your beloved Sam. Talk to me about the photography. I mean, did you ever take professional training? I mean, you and Alice Cooper have had a friendship that's been throughout the years, you and Shep. But even though you decided not to do that as your primary focus, I love how you blend Alice Cooper and Buddhism. I love how you have really bridged that. But photography has uniquely been your art. You have a talent that transcends the let's just say it transcends all realms of this world. So talk to us about your photography. What is it? How do you find that moment?
Thank you, beloved Kara.
You're welcome.
What I've learned over the years, my grandmother put a camera in my hand and said photograph. So it began with nature and the ocean. Before I was in junior high school, somehow I got the invitation to photograph, of all things, professional wrestling, which led me to meeting Alice because he played the wrestling arena. And my own inner sense is that through the photography, the lens, we gain new eyes to see ourselves in a more expanded manner. So it's my passion. It's my love. Sam is also an accomplished photographer. And of course, this is my photo in the background of the Nagas of Abundance. You see the Chinese coins there. And it's a great love. And part of what this beautiful retreat here has allowed me to begin doing is I have 7 hard drives, some photos that I haven't looked at since 2001.
Wow.
And I'm just beginning because I know there's more ahead with the photography. And my intention is to touch and move the hearts of humanity. Through the photography, through my voice, through being with you, and through love.
Well, I can definitely testify that you do that well. And, you know, for all of you that may be aware, Sri and I are very, very blessed to have really traveled the world. And when every time we have been in Thailand, Cambodia, Myanmar, Bhutan, and, you know, Ken, the one thing that I always bow and am so grateful is that you are so blessed. I mean, you were in Bhutan when, I mean, you first went to Bhutan in what year? I mean, you were there when nobody was in Bhutan, right? I mean, when was it?
1995, and that year they allowed 2,800 people there. I was there for a festival in May, and there were less than 40 people in the country on my first journey to Bhutan.
Because less than 40 foreign people were in the country when you were there. Yes. How was that? That had to just be fabulous.
It was extraordinary. And we were at a festival way in the countryside, past the valley I took you to by 2 hours, called Ura Valley. And I was with Sange La, my beloved partner, who's passed now. And I took two friends on my first journey to Bhutan. And we had the great good fortune. I was the only Westerner there. And the king showed up with his four queens. And there I was in my traditional go, my Bhutanese clothes. And I had that honor of meeting a truly enlightened royal family.
Yeah.
So that's where it began. 40 people in the whole country. It was extraordinary.
Yeah. And what about Tibet? I mean, you were another one. You were another early pioneer into Tibet.
I was called in Tibet in 1992. I had a group of people I was trekking with in Nepal, in the Tibetan part of Nepal, up mm-hmm. towards Mount Everest. And I had an opportunity to go in, and it just opened. And four women from the group, the Divine Feminine, accompanied me and my partner in at that time, Apay, who you've also met and who's been with us,
yeah.
took us to a family temple in Chiang Mai. And that was it. And how many people were in Tibet? You know, it was extraordinary how few Westerners were there. I met my partner of this lifetime for the work I do in Tibet, Chumla. And she's truly an enlightened Tara. And she got it immediately. And I was in a moment. I had been diagnosed 5 months before with cancer, given a 50% chance of living 2 years if I took chemo, which I didn't. And that's what led me to Tibet, I know, because Tibet really is what began the healing process that allows me to say, November 15th, I'm 28 years thriving. And so Tibet, it informed so much of my younger life. 1992, gosh, I was a youngster. I wasn't even 30 yet. And gaining admission into sacred Tibet at that time and really seeing the Tibet as it was, because yes, the Chinese occupation was there, but it was free then. Everybody had the photos of His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. I could wander freely. We could all wander freely. We went to the far countryside in 1992 to be with the nuns that Tom Kenyon recorded in 2004. And that's a lifelong journey. So I have huge gratitude. The Potala Palace, a young monk there, befriended Pei and I. And after the Potala closed, took us into the back door every night and took us through the Potala Palace in a way that few people ever see. Open doors that weren't open. The rooms you could go in allowed us to go behind.
Oh, I'm losing my breath. I'm actually like losing my breath listening to you. Now, this is all in your book.
Some of it's in my book. Some I deliberately didn't write about. The book was actually printed in China because it was printed in India. So I had to be a little bit circumspect. It was edited so the publisher
got it.
Envelopes could publish it in China because that was her choice at the time.
Got it.
And much of it's in my book. A lot of it's in my heart. I know I'm writing a book now called Love's Warrior. And Tibet and Bhutan are part of what have informed that. You've seen the cover.
Yeah.
And I sense I will be writing more about what I just shared with you.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. I think we're all feeling that inspiration. I do know that if you ever want to visit through Southeast Asia, you must work with Ken, because it's not just about going to the country. It's about really being in the energy of that experience with someone who is so blessed to open so many doors. And Ken, let's open a few other doors. We have so many people waiting to say hello to us. And we're almost out of time. I love how the show just goes boom. Let's go over to Jacob from Canada. Namaste, Jacob. Welcome, beloved angel.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, honey.
Oh, hi. Hi, Kira. Hi, Uncle Ken. How are you?
Hi, Jacob.
Today?
This is my nephew.
Doing? We're doing great. How are you doing, Uncle Ken?
Yeah. Uncle Ken, his heart is singing to hear Jacob this morning.
Yeah.
Well, I was hoping I could have a mini soul reading.
Well, it is my joy, and it is such a pleasure to connect with you today. Thank you for being here. So, sweetheart, I want you to bring one hand right now to your third chakra, right there, right? I want you to just bring your, bring your hand to your third chakra, and I want you to bring your other hand right here to your heart, and I want you to just close your eyes and really allow, if it's safe, you know, just allow your breath to go right down, feel it there at that hand, feel it go right up to the heart, and then let it out. Yeah. And I want you to do that again. Let's really just bring it in down to that third chakra, up to that heart. Yeah, let it out. And as you relax your hands, if you want to, or bring them both to your heart, there is this beautiful, they're calling themselves an angelic presence of those you have known and those yet to manifest, that they have been here with you, and that your tribe is soon with you, and that as you walk through the next few moments that you will consider to be months or maybe years, may you remember that with each step you are being guided, protected, supported, and invited to breathe even greater mastery. For the world is coming closer to that which you are, and you are coming closer to that which is the world. And so it is, my love. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my love. Uncle Ken, did you want to add anything? Or?
Uncle Ken would love to add something.
Yeah.
I've called you a little shaman since I met you. You were with me in Bali a couple of years ago, and you graduated to my affectionate name of Young Jedi. Mm-hmm. You were indeed an enlightened being. It goes so far past your years. And this is not only your time now, but as beloved Kira said, this next year, this next period of time, your whole life is going to expand so exponentially. You're going to look at yourself in the mirror and you go, wow, now I'm not even Young Jedi. I'm a true Jedi warrior and knight. And I'll see you in Bali. You and your beloved mother are coming back to be with me and Sam in Bali as soon as Bali opens up for us. I love you, young one, and you know that with all my heart. Thank you for being in my life.
Well, much love, Master Yoda and Kira.
Well, much love to you, my angel. And we are so grateful for this moment together. Feel my heart. Mwah. When you get done with Bali, come join us at the center of the world. Namaste.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Mwah. We love you. We have 2 minutes left in the show, so we're going to have to say namaste. Thank you for being here.
Namaste.
We love you, honey. Bye. Well, Ken, my angel, talk to me. How can people, you know, you are also a brilliant healer, a wise keeper of so many modalities and beautiful gifts. How do people connect with you who say, I resonate so well with Ken. I really want to learn more about Ken. Tell us how to learn more about you.
Well, they can connect through my website, and Liquid Light Dreams also leads you to Ken Ballard Journeys. Of course, right now, external journeys are on hold. I'm beginning to set up so I can actually do calls with people. It's challenging because of the situation over here, the tax situation, the residency situation, and I'm finding ways to dance with that because I would love to talk to people even more. And you can at least contact me by email if you'd like to as well. And I, along with my beloved nephew, however it works out in planning on being in that ascended temple with you next year.
I'm counting on it. I'm counting on it. And of course, that's the WWA Global Summit right here. All the details coming soon. Yeah, Ken, already a done deal. You know that.
Right after my birthday.
Yes, it's so perfect. I mean, how perfect is that? And so, beloved angels, as we are here together right now, let's bring all of our hands to our heart, because I am feeling so, aren't you feeling this, Ken? So much expansion. Feel this bridge right now. Here we are. My energy is coming to you, broadcasting to you right here live in the Andes Mountains at 7,500 feet in Ecuador. to our beloved Chiang Mai, Thailand, where it is the energy of the 9-9. Dive into the core. As you move forward right now, dive into the core. Say yes to you. Celebrate your divine nature. And remember that the oneness is the allness. And then you can wrap your arms around it all. I love you so much, Ken. Thank you for being here. What a treat. It is an honor.
Thank you.
Mwah. Good night, everyone. Namaste. Bye. And many blessings.
Namaste.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.